Thank you for listening to Spiritual Teachings with Shunyamurti, recorded live at the Sat Yoga Ashram in Costa Rica. To join us for a life-changing meditation retreat, or to make a donation to support this transformational work, please visit our website, www.satyoga.org. To access more teachings or guided meditations from Shunyamurti, please visit the members section of our website or our YouTube channel, Sat Yoga Institute. Namaste.
A satsang is a gathering of spiritual revolutionaries. And the revolution that is required in order to be adequate to the challenges of this historic moment within the lila, the divine play of consciousness, the dance between Shiva and Shakti, is a level of consciousness that lies on the other side of ego death. And so the spiritual revolutionary is one who has gone through that rite of passage, or at least aspires to and is diligently removing all the obstacles to that realization that comes after the event of the transcendence of the ego. Because the ego is a finitization of consciousness, a limitation of intelligence and of the power of love, that creates a psychology ruled by paranoia, by lust, greed, attachment, fear, and the anxiety that comes from realizing that one is in a false consciousness that lacks being. And a second fear that comes from the lack of courage to enter into the true being of the infinite self. The revolutionary is one who has the courage to leap into the unknown and the unknowable self, to die to the known, to the body identification, and to the mind that is limited to the signifiers of the ego's own petty habitat of subservience to a superego or set of superego images in the mind, a set of fantasies that are substitutes for transcendence of limitation, that create more poisonous contamination of the soul, and a set of defenses that compensate for one's lack of power to live in truth by projecting out one's own lack, one's own failures, one's own inadequacies onto the other, and living in a lack of love and a lack of recognition of the nature of this reality that we are co-creating. And thus the ego, rather than being a conscious co-creator of a reality that could be infinitely beautiful, becomes a victim of its own falseness, projected out as a world of oppression, a world of deception, a world of conflict and violence, a world of meaninglessness, godlessness, and the ugliness that results from the accumulation of the bad karma that one creates through one's bad faith and disconnection from one's true essence, that shows up in the form of every kind of suffering. And in order to buffer this suffering, the ego adds layers of denial. And layers of ignorance of the effect that it has upon others. And of its own faithlessness to that one power that could bring salvation from its own suffering and from the suffering that is part of the functioning of every ego. And the deeper level of the pain that we all carry in our hearts, if we are still in the ego mode of consciousness, is that we all know better. We all know, even beneath those layers of denial, the power of truth and of love, the fact that the world is a dream, and we are its dreamer. And we understand that the intelligent presence that we have been indoctrinated into rejecting and denying, whether in the name of God or the name of Buddha or the name of the Tao or the name of Allah or any of the other names for the nameless, formless, infinite self. We all know that without reconnection to that source of power, we are every day losing more and more of our coherence, our willpower, and our capacity even to open our hearts to receive love, let alone to transmit it. And each of us is a witness to the devolving state of a collapsing world in which the egos on a collective level are acting with ever more stupidity, irreverence, denial of the urgency of the situation, the enormity of the damage, the horrors that are the effect of the malfeasance of humanity in relation to nature and to one another. And all of the burden of those wrong actions creates ever more of a crushing sense of helplessness and hopelessness in a world that is dying, and that we do not know even whether we should attempt to save it or take it out of its misery as soon as possible, or dare to recognize our power to redream it. And so in a satsang, we come together to gather our understanding and the power that can make a spiritual revolution a reality, that can bring the world back to its original God-given pristine state of ecological and psychological perfection, beauty, and interlocking nodes of intelligence that are mutually supporting and life-enhancing. But we know that to accomplish this aim, the ego level of consciousness must be superseded by a level of consciousness that is resonant with the true source of life, the power of ordaining the trajectory of our destiny, and with the creative imagination to bring about what the ego mind, with its obsession with laws of nature based upon the theories that human science has come up with, fails to accept, can be overcome through a mind that has delivered those laws but is not subject to them. And it is only when we are in resonance with that mind that has the legitimate authority and the capacity to override the habits of consciousness, whether they have been installed within the natural world or the mind of humans or the tendencies of fate to take certain turns. This power of creative consciousness, when it emerges from the source without contamination or loss of coherence or love or light, has the capacity to decollapse the quantum wave functions that make up the quantum unified field at a cosmic level of manifestation and bring about change that could not come from ordinary efforts from within the field that has not yet been morphogenetically altered by that high intelligence. But once that intelligence has been awakened and illumined and empowered and liberated from the limitations of ego identification, then there is no longer any barrier of impossibility. And it is the willingness to stake one's life on that option through a very rational and empirical experimentation with one's consciousness that can confirm all of this leads to the opening of a window of possibility that cannot be perceived by the mind that rejects its own infinite nature.
Thank you for listening to the Spiritual Teachings with Shunyamurti podcast. For more information on programs and retreats, click on the calendar section of our website, www.satyoga.org. Our work is made possible by the generous support of our listeners, viewers, and members. To make a donation, please visit the donate page of our website. We thank you for your support in our mission to share this timeless wisdom with the world. Namaste.